Alfred Hitchcock, pioneer, legend, and master of suspense. His 9 surviving silent films are a vital part of British cinematic history, but decades of wear and tear have left them in urgent need of restoration. It's not enough to just preserve these classics. We need to restore them to their former glory.
We're now meeting Angelo Lucatello, who's the technical archivist working on the famous 9 silent films from Hitchcock, and in particular, Angelo is working on The Lodger. This machine is in itself quite amazing. At first it looks like Heath Robinson, but when you look at it more closely, you just realise that it's a technical masterpiece. There are 4 reels on one side containing the 4 different copies. These then go through rollers onto a light plane or light glass in order that Angelo can inspect them and make his report.
It's a comparison of all these 4 copies to determine which copy is the best to scan from or to make new negatives from. In some cases, there is not one outstanding copy, and it could be a case of selecting the best scene from all the copies, taking 1-2 scenes from, say, one copy, another scene from another. What I've actually got on the bench at the moment is, this is our nitrate master. It's a 1926 print, and it's made off the original negative. And it's been tinted and toned as well, so we've got a colour record as well. And ideally, we would like to go from this copy because it is the most authentic version. It's in okay-ish condition. There are problems with it. Unfortunately, there are several scenes missing, and there are 1 or 2 scenes as well that have deteriorated as well. So running these copies side by side, we can determine which copy we could replace those damaged scenes from.
My name's Kieran Webb. I'm Technical Projects Officer at the BFI National Archive. We can use the best of established film printing technologies alongside digital technologies to restore things in a way that wasn't possible before. And this is to with the aim always of an accurate restoration. But tears, for example, in copies, if you had only one copy of a film and it was torn, then you would see a tear in the new copy. Now it is possible to scan that image and to paint out the tear. So things like this become available to us that weren't available before, and that's what really makes these projects worthwhile.
This is obviously a very, very expensive project. So how are you going about raising the money?
Yeah, film restoration's an expensive activity, we are, for the first time, undertaking a public campaign to fund, we hope, the restoration project for these films. And we're aiming to achieve a total of £1.5 million to fund the restoration and to commission new scores for the films so they can be shown as they were originally.